Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. And welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. I am in the village. We are live on Crowdcast, Facebook Live, and the Welcome to the Village Facebook channel. And just so you guys know, roughly 10 or maybe 15 minutes into the show, we're going to end the live feed on my personal Facebook page. And we're going to just shift over primarily to the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. So if you guys want to hear the content, you got to come over to the Village Facebook page. You got to come join me over there. It's just what it is, y'all. We're trying to promote the page and get it going. And if you want to support me, come over to the Village Facebook page. It's so easy. Come over to the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. Here it is. I'm putting it in the comments so you guys can see. Boom, that's all you got to do. Just go click on that page, and that's the where we're also broadcasting live as well. So hey, it's not hard, it's not a difficult thing to do. Just come on over, and like I said, about another 10 minutes from now, we're going to shift completely from this, my personal page, and we're going to be primarily on the Welcome to the Village page. So we got a whole bunch of topics for you guys today. We got just a bunch of stuff. Like, we got to talk about what's going on with President Trump and a few other things. But before we even get started with that, Village, I really want to say, for those of you that have been affected by Hurricane Harvey, for the most part, the southern parts, like Houston, I'm not sure of the other major cities that are affected, but I know Houston is a city that is currently being affected by Hurricane Harvey. So for all of you that are in the wake and destruction of this, I wish you guys all the best. I am praying for you. The village is praying for you. We really want you guys to be safe out there. And if you did not evacuate prior to the storm hitting, then I mad respect to you for trying to ride it out and protecting your home and your valuables. But just know that, you know, I wish you the best. You know, I wish you plenty of safety, good health, all that good stuff, because this is a hurricane is very serious indeed. So I definitely want to see all of you safe. And there's a few people that I know on Facebook I've kind of grown up with and know in life that live in Houston. So, and they've already checked in and said that they were safe. So, I'm very thankful for that. And so, just be safe out there. When you see the opportunity to move to higher ground or a safer area, rather, I highly encourage each and every last one of you guys to do that. Hurricanes are nothing to joke around with, nothing to play with. So if you guys are in an affected area and you decided to hunker down for the night or whatever the case may be, like I said, mad respect to you, But as soon as you get the opportunity, please jump up and go to a safer area, higher ground. I don't know how it works. I've never been in a hurricane. So with that in mind, Village, like I was saying here, if you guys... Oh, Sonia, your mother-in-law. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, honey. I am very, very sorry to hear that. Definitely wishing her the best. Because like I said, this is nothing to play with. Truly is nothing to play with. So if you know someone in the area and they are affected by this, just check in with them. You know, excuse me, Village. I know that this is... you know, it's hard times right now, and I'm sure everyone that's being affected by this would truly appreciate someone just checking in on them real quick. So as long as, you know, for the most part, as long as my friends that I know of live in Houston are checking in, saying they're safe, then all is well. But there are a few people I'm waiting to still check in, so I'm going to give them a little bit longer. And if they don't check in, then I'm going to have to shoot them a text or try to call or something like that. So, yeah, there's a couple people top of my head I'm thinking about. But that's here nor there at this moment. We're just going to pray for them and pray for their safety and go from there. All right? I'm still kind of waiting for Slink to jump on. But like I said, we got a whole array of topics here. Got a bunch of stuff going on, and let's just go ahead and let's just jump on with the show, shall we? All right, here, let's, all right, so here we go, Village. Let's talk about this, jump into our first segment here, What the Trump. The very first thing, President Trump has stated that the transgender ban goes into effect 2018. Will go into effect, not just a tweet or something else. The transgender ban goes into effect 2018. This is beyond huge for the simple fact that, you know, there are men and women, transgender men and women who serve in the military, and that's just simply the way it is. So the clarity of what's going to happen is not fully understandable. Is it just going to be is he not allowing more transgender people into the military? Is he going to be kicking out the ones that are currently serving? You know, we don't really know the fullness of what all is going to happen here. We don't understand. So all we can do as far as this is kind of wait and see. But my personal thoughts are, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, I've read studies where it's about money. That's the issue about this. It's a money issue. I don't think that's necessarily true or correct. There have also numerous studies that have said that as far as the treatment and aftercare for those that are transitioning or have fully transitioned, it's not as much money as President Trump is making it out to be. Now, I also understand how people are saying, oh, the U.S. military is not a social experiment, this, that, and the third. That to me is I understand that statement, but I don't think it's valid in this point. We've had people in the military that, you know, if you think about it, openly gay, right? You know, openly gay, some people will say, well, this is a social experiment allowing openly gay homosexuals to serve in the military. You know, me being in the military and Slink being in the military and even... Met being in the military and Chance, you know, we served with some guys and some gals that were openly gay. that were openly gay. And let me tell you something. I had a friend of mine that was an amazing shot. And I loved standing watch with him because I knew if something went down, all would be well. So that's who I'm going. That's who I would have a problem standing watch with, because I knew he was a great shot. And I was actually pretty decent myself, but I didn't care. You know, he was a really good friend of mine. He passed away years ago for some other complications, but it is what it is. You know, the military being that line of the military being a social experiment, I don't think that really comes into play. I think unit cohesiveness is based off of the unit. I don't think it has anything to do with what, you know, the top brass think unit cohesiveness means. I think it's really about what is going on in these specific units here. So, again, Village, you know, this is him trying to say that transgenders, people that are transgender cannot properly serve, or they'll be a distraction, or this, that, and the third. That's not applicable to me. That doesn't even register in my mind, because the same thing was said for those that were gay and lesbian. I think the only factor that's different this time is that they're trying to use the financial aspect of saying that, well, this is going to affect us financially, when the actuality is not going to at all. It's just not going to affect things the way that we interpret things to be. Now, okay, Andre, I'm over here reading your comment. I never served, and I thank for all those that do. I would never presume to understand what you have been through. I just don't get what difference it makes to serve and protect. But it's such a small... It is. That's the ultimate thing here. It's such a small amount of money. It really, really is a small amount of money. And I'm over here trying to check here on Slink. Slink should be joining us any second here. Oh, there he is. My brother, how you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
All right, man. All right. So we are over here discussing the transgender ban that Trump has said is going to go into effect 2018. Mm-hmm. This is not a tweet. This is what he has said. And this is one of those things. I'm not sure if it can be fought. I don't know if it can be fought. You know, if the president is saying this is what is going to be, I don't know how Senate, Congress can actually fight this. So I'm going to throw it to you. Like, I've already given partial my thoughts. So what are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, I kind of concur with you. I don't, I got a little echo in my ear. Are you hearing the echo?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Seems like it's going away now. Okay. Yeah, I concur with you on that. I don't see how Senate, and how Congress, how they could try to prevent it prevent that from happening. I think, his circle will be the ones that will influence that. Maybe they would see that. But it seems like now, I mean, he's rogue. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like anything that's around him. If they had a sensible voice around him, you know, I don't think he would listen to it. So, but I could say one thing that's going to cause a lot of turmoil with the amount of, you've seen the numbers, the amount of, it surprised me that there were that many transgender individuals in the military. It's a lot. And, you know, those folks would have never came out. You wouldn't even know about that if they wouldn't have made the situation to one that they could come out. And that's what they did. They made that situation, like, made it that way, that they could come out and they could be free to be who they are in the military as transgender individuals. You know, it's, in a legal sense, you look at it like this, like, okay, you baited these folks to come out, you made these folks come out. Not made them come out, but you made it available, that opportunity, or for them to be who they are. That opportunity was, okay, you be yourself, you know, don't act so tell, that's gone. You know, we're just looking at you as an individual that could come and serve this country, and that shouldn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now these people are out. Now, a year and a half, 2 years later, whatever the case, whatever it is, I could be wrong with the timeline, but I know it's been a couple years. So now, I'm gonna ban you guys. So to me, legally, as a person that's a legal background, it seems like, you know, those folks have something to have a leg to stand on, and they have grounds to fight. You know, so it's just gonna be one of the things where they're just gonna have to fight. They're gonna have to fight for a protection and an opportunity that everyone else, the citizens, have. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to fight. They're just gonna have to fight. You know, mm-hmm. They're just gonna have to fight for their rights, man. And that's what it's gonna boil down to. They're just gonna have to make us think about things, and that's what's gonna make things go into the direction that they should. Congress, Senate, you can't depend on them for anything. What happens, what makes change in policy here in this country is public sentiment. Is when we get out, when we start getting pissed off about things, and we start getting calling each other to action as citizens, that's when they act. When we put enough pressure on it, when it hits pockets, you know. So you know, to get back on track with the thought is what we're saying. I think that, you know, I don't think that Congress or Senate is going to be able to help that situation. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, the Democrats, they, you know, I don't think that they even, you know, because they don't have the numbers, so they can't even like play the bargaining game really with him on that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just a difficult situation.
All right. So, Slink, real quick, Village. Like I said earlier in the show, we're going to go ahead and make that transition. What I'm going to do is I'm going to end the live video on my personal page. For those of you that want to come on in and watch the rest of the show, come on over to the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. If you go ahead and read the comments, you'll see that I tag Welcome to the Village twice. You can click on that and come on in. We are broadcasting live on both my personal page and the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. But I got to get y'all to the Facebook page. That's the goal. I got to get y'all over there. So I'm going to go ahead and end the live video right now on my personal page. And I hope to see you all on the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. Please come join me over there, okay? Please come join us over there. Thanks, you guys. Okay, so we are just primarily live on the Facebook page now, guys, on Village Facebook. So we're going to continue with the conversation. So anyways, Slink, yeah. So when I look at this transgender ban, like I said, I had stated earlier how I'm not for this 100% at all. And the whole thing about the military being a social experiment, I mean, hell, when we had the gay and lesbian community come out, everyone's like, oh, it's a social experiment. No, they're gay. Two dudes like each other, yeah. Whatever. Two women like each other, whatever. Who cares? You know? And so now it's literally throwing the aspect of it's a financial issue. It's literally pennies on the dollar to take care of these individuals. So that argument is exactly. Null and void. Okay, so miss
it
me.
Is.
Miss me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on here to this next topic here. Sheriff Joe Arpaio was pardoned by Trump, man. What do you think about that? Like, what can you say?
It just goes in line with all the stuff that's been going on, that he's been doing. Everything as far as like the division of the country and the racial tinge and the racial aspect of it. He's just playing into that. It's another thing that he's doing that's dividing people, and that's fueling the fire. You just pardon somebody that's known to racially profile. The man's a racist. So, I mean, you call it what you want. People say, oh, he's protecting our borders, doing whatever. You know, he's some kind of throwback. I don't know what it is, what's that's the only way I can really describe it with that guy. You know, he's some kind of throwback. So, I mean, and that's what, what's their slogan? What do they want? They want to make America great again. You know what I mean? They want to put you under the thumb and put heels on necks. They want to put you back into your place. I mean, us brown folks, they see, they're like, okay, strides they're making, you know, we always making strides, but now it's really, they really want a piece of this damn pie, and they're not backing now. We need to keep them out of this job. So, I mean, that's the mindset. That's how I feel that they think, man. And it's like, back on task is like, hey, the guy is a known controversial figure.
Mm-hmm.
And this man has enough controversy, enough stuff going on. That mother is a stubborn bastard, man. That president and that crew of people, our sentiment does not matter, because they have the other half. They have the other side that, you know, that's validating what they're doing. But it's more division, you know. It's just division, man. And then. You know, I think if they wouldn't have made that big of a ruckus that they did down there that night in Arizona, I guarantee you he probably would have pardoned him. He probably would have announced that he was gonna pardon him. He kinda hinted at it then, but he would have probably made a solid announcement, you know, that hey, that everything's in the works, you know, we're gonna pardon the sheriff, you know. So I mean, and back again, you know, I'm just still tripping on why is he having these damn rallies, man? I just want people to think about that. Why are you having a rally? Jesus Christ, man. But yeah,
that's exactly where I'm at.
Like, what'd you say, bro?
I said that's exactly where I'm at. I was going to talk about the quick second on the rallies, but mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about, you know, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. If you, ex-Sheriff Joe Arpaio, excuse me, Village, mm-hmm. If you think about what he did, what he represented, he was literally told by a federal judge, stop what you are doing. Yeah. Stop. That's it. Stop what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-Sheriff Joe Arpaio continued with his behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? That is a crime. Mm-hmm. He was a rogue sheriff. He felt like he was above mm-hmm. the law and did what he wanted to do. Right? And so with that mm-hmm. in mind, he would have been sentenced. And here's the funny part about that. Here's the funny part. If you really take a look, and I listened to several analysts about this, they said the man might have gotten 6 months, and it would have been a suspended bust,
mm-hmm.
meaning he would not have even done one day in jail.
No, no.
Not one day would he have actually done in jail. So for all of you that are like, oh my God, you know, he's putting a great sheriff Joe in jail. No. No. He would have never gone to jail. They're not going to put an 84-year-old dude in jail for this. That's just the ugliness of it all.
Yeah.
Right? They were never going to put him in jail. So please miss me with he would have been going to jail. No, he would not have gone to jail. I need you guys to understand that. He would have gotten 6 months and it would have been suspended. Mm-hmm. Not one day would have been served.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy how all that works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's just my thoughts on that. Yeah, man. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. The whole thing is just crazy. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, here we go. Okay, so let's jump into this this next one here. Next topic here, and this is the one that kind of chaps my ass, I ain't gonna lie. Government shutdown or the wall.
Yeah.
Like, this is where we're at. This is literally where we're at. We're at a government shutdown or President Trump gets his wall. If anybody else can't smell the BS coming from, you know, come on. Slink, I'll throw it to you first, man. Go ahead.
It's a man-child move, man. That's a tantrum. It's a man-child move. Big old tantrum, man. You know, he's gonna use the budget, the federal budget, you know, He's gonna try to shut the government down. We've seen how that goes and what that does,
mm-hmm.
and how it affects people. It affects people. He's gonna do that to get his wall. Because Mexico was like, man, you out of your damn mind. We're not paying for that wall.
No,
for you to villainize our people, and to villainize a whole race of folks too. We're not going. With a bad hombre, you're gonna take care of that wall. We're not paying for that shit. And I don't blame them. I'm like, hell yeah, don't pay for that shit, y'all. Don't buckle to that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm glad they did. I'm glad that the country didn't do that. So now we're like, this guy. So he couldn't promise his constituents that are, you know, he couldn't promise y'all that the folks that are Trump people. You remember, he couldn't come through on it. Another promise couldn't come through on it, y'all. So now he's throwing it back on us, on Congress, and on the people. Like now, so now I gotta pay for this wall. I'm not paying for that damn wall. I'm gonna be out there protesting with everybody. I'm not paying for that shit. So and you have to think about it like this too. It doesn't even make sense anyway. Regardless, if you even agree with it and thought that, okay, if the whole country came to the same consensus, hey, we need a wall, it's still not the right answer, and it's a waste of money. It's a fiscal waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really know how long that border is. And I don't know if people have driven through Texas or driven along where that border is at. I have. That is long. The map doesn't even represent how long that thing is. A lot of it is terrain that you cannot cross. It's only certain areas where they could cross it, right? And those areas, it's already fenced. So, I mean, they're going to find ways to get over. You can build a wall you want. They're going to find ways to get around that shit. I mean, because they can't cover all the terrain. You know, and I think the wall is only going to cover like, I'm not lying to you. It's like 40 something miles. Come on, man. Yo, man, that is so not legitimate, guys. You guys are going to pay billions of dollars for a wall that's 40 something miles long on a border that's what is that border? How long is that thing? Like 2,000 something odd miles or something like that or more? It's got to be, what was it? What is it like 1,600, something like that? But I mean, for a 40 mile. It just doesn't make sense, and it's morally wrong anyway. So I mean, on many levels, it's wrong. So, but now it's on us to try to make us pay for it. That guy is nothing but a big man child. The way he presents himself, that's really childish. It's really he's supposed to be the ultimate professional, man. You know, and it's really, really unprofessional. It really is. It's just real. On so many levels, it's just so negative, man.
Yeah, man. I'm over here listening to you and trying to read all the comments and stuff like that that's going on the page and what have you. But here's my thoughts on this damn wall. This damn wall does not need to happen. It does not. There are better ways to protect the country than putting up a permanent wall. And I get it. I get it. There have been other politicians that have said we need to do something about border security. Obama said it. Clinton said it. They've all said it. It still doesn't make it right. So don't think for one minute that I'm just jumping on this topic because it's Trump. No. If Obama had said this, guess what? You're wrong, dog. Straight up. We don't need division between us. If anything, we need a bridge that's going to unify our countries, right? Just because they speak a different language or their skin is this color, my skin is that color, or this, that, and the third, there is no reason for us to be divided.
I lost you for a little bit, Kevin. Your screen froze up on my end.
Oh, your screen froze up on mine. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, so I'm going to redo this page here. Reload. Village, I'm still live with you guys. So we're going to wait a few seconds here. Slink is going to bring himself back in. And, oh, wow. All right, Village, just stay with me for a quick second. For some reason, the internet kind of just dropped out. So you guys are still with me on Audacity. I'm recording into Audacity. Just give me a quick second here. Just give me a quick second. And we're going to continue with recording. All right, so we're still here. Still here. Slink. All right, so Slink is there. Slink is back up. That's right, so we're here. All right, Slink, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, can you see me, bro?
Huh?
Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you in here.
Okay,
well.
I don't know what happened. I completely lost internet for a quick second.
Oh, okay, I'm with you now.
Completely lost the internet. I don't know what happened, just dropped out. All right, so yeah, we're back, everybody. We are back. Over here laughing at Dre. Thank you, baby, for staying with us. So my truth on this is we don't need this damn wall. We just don't need this wall. It's just an ugly piece of this. It shows the ugliness of our country when we want to create division versus creating a bridge saying, hey, you want to come here and do right? Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Now, and I get it. There are people that are going to be that want to hurt the U.S. and this, that, mm-hmm. and third. But guess yeah. what? Not every person wants to hurt us.
Exactly.
So if you want to find ways to create better protection, then I'm all for that.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts on that. What you got?
You know, real quick, just to touch on that, man, and it's real simple, man, and everybody that's listening, man, I really want people to listen to this and think about this. You know what protects people, man? The simplest thing, man, policies. Policies protect people. Policies protect countries. No, I know that may sound crazy, but listen, when you have the reasons why you have terrorist activity and you have things happening that people have to say we have to protect our borders, is because your policymakers, they're doing things in other places that are making disenfranchised or underprivileged or whatever you may or the powerless, they're making decisions other places that are making people upset. So if your policies are fair and just, you don't have no worries. Those people are coming here they're coming here for a better life. And they're coming here, they're getting money, sending money back to their countrymen and their families. They're really the majority of these folks, man. I guarantee you, man, majority of people that are coming here, just like people that come, immigrants that come from other places in the world, you know, they're coming with good intentions. They're coming to be a part of what we have going on over here. They're mm-hmm. coming to contribute and be a better and live a better life. You know, you go to the doctor. You see who your doctors are. You see who some of the people are that do a lot of great things for our society. And they're from other nations. I mean, they're not born here in this country. So I mean, so immigration is who we are, and I love that. And so I think that, you know, it's just really ignorant to have that mindset and to rile people up and to scare folks and make them think that that's the enemy. And when that's not your enemy,
mm-mm.
you know, the policies that your politicians are making, that's your true enemies. People need to realize that policy, because if people are harmonious, then you have no problem. When people are living a quality of life that's decent, then you're good, because that's almost what people want. I mean, so your policies is what caused the turmoil and what causes terrorism and what causes, there's always a backdrop to that. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not condoning that, y'all. I'm really not. And I think that's a heinous thing that people do to try to scare people into changing policy or whatever by terrorist means. I'm totally against it. But I'm telling you why this stuff happens. There's everything you see that happens in the world, there's something that way back down the line that caused these things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're looking at, I mean, policies is what people need to focus on.
Yeah.
So that's all I got on it.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. So, and Dre, I'm definitely seeing all of your comments. Domestic terrorism, I'm just going to address Dre real quick. Domestic terrorism, you know what? I mean, if you go back and read the studies, man, Slink, you're actually more likely to be attacked here. Domestic terrorism is a bigger issue here than outside terrorism. Let's just be honest here at this point. So let's just leave it at that. This next topic here, let's move on to this next segment. So I'm going to, there's a video that's going around. Police are investigating a video of cheer practice. It's a cheer practice video where a young girl is, she's being forced to kind of do the splits. It was ugly because I work on my own flexibility because I do jiu-jitsu and stuff like that, right? So I work on my own flexibility. She was literally hollering in pain because of what was being done to her. So
yeah, you have to build up to that.
Yeah. And you know something, dog, I was just like, I'm not sure if this is the right way to do this. I'm not sure. So I have the video queued up for you guys. Hold on here. I got the video queued up. Let me screen share with you guys. I'm sure Andrea has seen or heard about this. I believe her daughter does some kind of dance and stuff like that. So here we go. We're going to screen share. All right, here we go.
Somebody had attacked my little girl and people sat around and let it happen and nobody stopped them. I first brought it up to the coach and he said, oh, she'll be all right. It's just a little war wound.
Good God.
We were wrong not to have taken certain actions in June, and we are doing everything in our power to ensure the safety and well-being of every one of our students.
Okay.
I love camera phones.
Don't you?
Yep, I love camera phones. This is one of the greatest inventions of mankind. I'm telling you, it is. You wouldn't even know about that. Our parents wouldn't know about it. Nobody would know about it. You got strong evidence, proof right there. You know, I mean, you can't refute that. No. We all see it. But man, that was wrong. That was wrong they did to that little girl. So.
Yeah, that was. I ain't gonna lie, man. I cringed a little bit when I first watched it. I watched it. Honestly, I watched it about 2 days ago. You know, I watched it, like I said, about 2 days ago, and I literally was like, oh my God.
Kevin, we've all stretched, man, like that. And we've all, even as kids, even though you know that's females usually do that, you know, but everybody wants to be at the stretch and flip. I used to do backflips and do all kinds of stuff and stuff. So I used to try to stretch. I could never do that. In a certain way, you stretch your body. Like, I've done Pilates and I've done, like, yoga and stuff like that. I do that kind of stuff here and there, right? That, if your body, you have to work up to that. And, yeah. You know, and she's in a panic, too, so she's not breathing, too, so that makes it even worse. So, that's not, you know, that's real, I mean, I'm sure she got some damage there. That's, I mean, you saw it. It said the ligaments in her groin and her hamstrings were damaged. I mean, now she's always going to have those injuries. Those injuries are going to recur all her life now.
Yeah.
Once you damage those injuries, you pull hamstrings, you pull these injuries, these muscles, major muscle groups, you always, the rest of your life, you'll have reoccurrences. I mean, so that's what she's going to be faced with. I'm glad her mom's taking action. I'm glad the school and superintendent stepped up and did the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm flipping back and forth between Crowdcast and Facebook Live here. And Dre is right. You know, somebody needs to be arrested. Like when a child is hollering like that, dog, you can't, you got to stop. You gotta stop, man. Like, she was, like, she's hollering, y'all. Like, at what point do you say, okay, y'all, back the hell up a little bit?
Yeah.
At what point do you say that? Like, hey, y'all.
You never, as a coach, put a kid in a position like that. I mean, I could say from first day, because I've coached. I've coached on different levels and stuff. Like, it's one of the things I do. My way of giving back, I coach and stuff. Like football, basketball, I've even coached. I even know soccer. I've even coached that. So you don't, and you've taught, you're taught. I mean, you have training. You have things that you know not to do. There's certain things. And that's one of the things you don't push that. You don't, that's me as a coach, I wouldn't even do nothing like that. It's like, why would you even do that to the child, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the other kids are right there. And it's like, so, and another thing too, another point is like, hey, if this happened to her, how many other kids has this happened to, that they forced to do this like this, to get to the point where they need to stretch? I mean, if they forced her to do it, I'm sure they did it to some other kids too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's pretty horrible, man.
But you just said it, Slink, this was the time they were caught.
Yeah.
How many other girls throughout the history of this training have been through the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder.
That's all bad for me. All bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's move on here, man. Tragedy definitely should not have happened. Let's move on to this next one here. And you know what? I'm going to use this next one here as kind of a knee-jerk reaction. For time's sake, because we've discussed some different things here, but Florida is set to execute death row inmate using new drug. That in itself is, man, I would not want to be the first guy. That's all I gotta say. Besides the fact that you're being put to death, that's horrible in itself. I am not the one for the death penalty, and I have a variety of reasons why. But goodness gracious, can you imagine if this goes wrong?
Yeah, but you know they've done it already. They already killed him. They killed him already. Did it? I think it was like yesterday. I think they.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if it would have gone wrong.
Yeah,
could you? I mean,
it's one of the things, man. There's been times with different executions where it's gone wrong. It happens a lot, like where the person that's being executed, they really, like, the procedure kind of fails. They still kill them, but the procedure fails, and they're in like a lot of agony.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they had to use a new drug, the reason why is because the drug that they were using before that they mostly use, the manufacturer, They don't want that drug being used for that. You know, even the drug that they use now, the new one, it's an old drug from the 60s. But it could be used in this practical application, basically to kill somebody. It could be used in that. So, and that's what they did, because they can't, because the other pharmaceuticals, like, we don't want you using our drug for that. So they make access to it very, very hard for the penal system. And the drug that they use now, the new one, like I said, which is an old drug from the 60s, that pharmaceutical has the same stance. They don't want them using it for capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to always have run into these roadblocks with finding the drugs to when they the drugs that they use to intravenously kill inmates on the death row, on the death penalty.
Yeah, that's just, you know, like I said, I'm not an advocate for the death penalty. I don't believe in death penalty.
And no, I'm not an advocate for it either.
And there are people that have literally reached out to me and said, well, why? You know, and I'm like, you know, you don't have a right to tell another family how they should feel. You know, I'm not going to get too personal into my own life, but I've had a family member that was murdered viciously.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I still am not an advocate for the death penalty. I believe in redemption and forgiveness, and I'm always going to push that. That's who I am as a person. If you want them to rot in jail for the rest of their life, so be it. Yeah. Right? I'm okay
with that.
That's
not our choice. That's not on us to take somebody's life. That's
no.
See, I think it's another man's choice to even a group of people to make a decision on someone's life. Because they could still be, I mean, even if it's if it's plain as day that person did the heinous crime, you know, still, I think that, I mean, let them rot in jail. I mean, I don't condone, my opinion is not with that. I'm totally against that. And I have someone, and I've been affected personally by losing someone, you know, to violence, somebody being murdered, that's real dear to me. So, and I still, like you, Kevin, I still share the same sentiment as you.
Mm-hmm.
I oppose it. So.
Yeah, I'm completely opposed to, I'm just opposed to the death penalty, man. I don't think we need to do that. I don't think it's necessary, right? I mean, I get it. There are people that have said, oh, well, let this person just sitting and rotting on the taxpayer's dime and this, that, and the third, just get rid of them.
I'm but you like, don't kill somebody for money. That's basically
yes,
what you're saying. Just kill them
for
because you're taking money out of my pocket.
Yes.
So is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So that's always my argument when people say that. Yes. So you're saying kill them because it's taking money out of your pocket,
yes.
Right?
Like
so you're making that decision. Like, and now you just shut them up. So
you know, like they say, it's cheaper, I mean, cheaper to keep her. This is not the case. It's cheaper to kill them. And that's,
no,
I don't agree
work
with
that.
That's not
yeah.
how life works. I'm sorry. This is still a life. You know, and here's the other piece I wanted to throw at you about this because it's a knee-jerk reaction. I know we don't want to be too much longer.
Yeah.
What if it turns out that this dude ends up being innocent? Just saying. It's happened before.
It's happened before, especially in cases that are iffy and it's and the evidence is just not bam in your face. You know, because there are times when they tie people to stuff and there's just no, it's not solid, but it's enough to kind of pin them. But things can be, you know, you've seen it. You've been falsely accused of stuff. And if certain things fall in a certain way, I mean, it can look like he did it, but it's been proven. They've done it with DNA and all kinds of sorts of things and got people off of death row.
Mm-hmm.
People who sat on death row for years, man, they've come to find out the person was innocent, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Person was innocent. Had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Over the years, I'm sure that there's been dozens and dozens of men that have died on death row that didn't kill anybody.
Didn't kill anybody. And they went to their grave saying, I didn't do it. On that mat or whatever it is that they lay them on and inject them, I bet they are literally saying, I didn't do it. On the way out, I didn't do it. And they'll take that to their grave, and evidence will later exonerate them. But that person has been gone for so long.
But they're gone.
That's
but they're dead.
It's the worst. You were killed for somebody else's heinous act.
Yep.
Just saying. That's why I say do away with the death penalty. Yep.
Vindication.
Yep.
That's what it's all about. Peace of mind, eye for an eye.
No, and when it comes to a life, it's not an eye for an eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get how people are angry and this, that, and the third, man. But we gotta figure before death penalty is even considered. There's so much more that needs to be calculated and looked at. We need to look at this evidence not once, twice, three. I don't care how many times we have to look at this. Slink, you struggling with volume?
I can hear you.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, so that's just my final thoughts on that one, man. We got to do better than just doing it like this. Like,
yeah.
And these new drugs, you know, I pray that there was no pain and stuff like that for this person. Even though he caused somebody else some pain, you know, that's not the direction I want to go. So I'll leave it at that. Slink, you got anything else on this before we move on to our final segment, sir?
No, we can move on, Kev.
Okay. All right. You know what time it is, dog. You know what time it is.
I certainly do. I certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
I know what time it is, man. I'm about to get loose. What you got for me today?
Yeah, I'm about to get real ugly over here. y'all need to stand by.
Oh, for this what you got for me today, bro? What you got for me today, bro? What you got for me?
It's about to get ugly, dog. Let me go on ahead and screen share with y'all. All right. California woman sues her parents because she's ugly.
Oh, that's more heartbreaking than anything, that's bro. That's more heartbreaking than anything. Damn, man. That's heartbreaking, bro. Hey, that's heartbreaking, man. Shit. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. And it's kind of like you're suing your parents, but then it's like you're suing them because you're ugly. I mean, somebody in the world don't think you ugly, baby. I mean, shit. Come on, now. come on now. You know, there's somebody for everybody. Somebody don't think you ugly. Well, you going to sue your parents, too? Well, I mean, I guess you could, like, kind of blame them. I mean, they're the ones who brought you into the world. It's their DNA that you are. I mean, but still, baby, I mean, where's the love for self, man?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
Annabelle.
Are you serious, Kev?
Annabelle Jefferson, 44, believes her parents are fully responsible for her unpleasant physical features, which have led to her 3 divorces and a succession of depression and psychological troubles. Both of my parents are so damn ugly. It is simply cruel to have kids. There is no way that they should have been allowed to reproduce themselves. God damn.
God damn.
Damn.
Oh, that is cold. That's hilarious, but that's cold right there. Oh my God. Poor thing, man. You say her parents, they're so ugly, they should never been allowed to have kids.
Damn. Like, what?
Bruh. I'm like, bruh. Man.
This is life. This is life.
Whoa. So they're too damn ugly. They pass me the ugly. They pass along the ugly gene.
Man.
Whoa, shit. Oh, man. That is horrible, man. What the? Oh, man. My first thing was like, what? Oh, man. That's sad.
God.
Oh, my God.
Different times, ugly gene, man.
It's an ugly gene.
All right, so let's move on to this next one here. Let me see what else I got for us. Let's see here. You know, I collect stories during the week. Yeah. Oh, this is one that I definitely wanted to talk about. Let's see here. All right, here we go. And we're going to screen share. Alrighty. As you can imagine, white supremacist group politely declined invitation to protest in South Central Los Angeles.
You don't want none of that, man. You know what okay, I'm not going to get ignorant on you, but you know. You better put you. Yeah, you know they're gonna have them riders in them little bitty towns. But you ain't gonna bring that in. You bring that shit to the hood. We'll whoop you up. Let me stop. Get your ass kicked. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just. I know people may hear this, and you know it may be some far right, some of the wingers out there. You know, but I'm telling you, you bring your ass to the hood, they're gonna whoop your ass
twice.
That is not gonna go down.
They're gonna whoop your ass twice on Sunday after church.
I seen those tiki torches. They don't stand a chance. No. The teenagers will whoop their asses.
Mm-hmm.
And us brown folks down in that parts ain't taking that, bro.
Uh-uh. You don't want none of that. That's an ass whooping.
Please don't bring that there. Please don't bring that there.
That's an ass whooping. You don't want to take. Yeah, man. Let that go.
Decline that invitation for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's not even worth it.
That invitation for sure right there. That's all them tiki torch boys. Shit. Tiki torches, man. I ain't ready.
All right, so out of Stone Mountain, ready. Georgia. Never really heard of it, but I've Stone Mountain, Georgia. A Georgia-based white supremacist has politely declined an invitation to hold a protest in South Central Los Angeles. CNN's reporting today. The South Gate-based group Community Action Now, or CAN, invited the Knights of the Stone Mountain to participate in a free speech event in nearby Watts, California. However, after careful consideration, the controversial and outspoken white supremacist group issued a statement on Facebook backing out of the planned event in September. The Knights of Stone Mountain have a long tradition of speaking our minds for the rights of the common white man. Announced the group via various social media outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. They have MySpace still? Damn, I got rid of thing a long time ago. However, we made a decision to not attend the upcoming event due to a conflict in our calendar. Right. The group's leader, a bearded 56-year-old unemployed welder, Jim Bodine James, said the move had nothing to do with safety concerns. That's what your mouth says. I know what you news Lugan press people are thinking. We're not stupid, said an abstinent Mr. James speaking over the telephone following the announcement. It's just that we're sponsoring a church flea market that day, and I can't make it. Maybe next time, okay? Yeah, I'm not going to read you more of that. You're the idiot. You're just a village idiot, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You don't want that ass whooping. That's all. Keep it 100, man.
Yeah, you don't want that, man. Just keep it real peaceful. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep the peace. Don't even do it, man. Let's just, you know, unless you try to get on the news. But it may not be good, you know. Be on the news getting your ass whipped. So just keep it. Don't bring it, bro. Don't bring it, baby. Just keep it.
Yeah, we're having some technical issues here. I think everything is okay. So let's do one more village idiot. One more. And we'll call it a show, man. You know. You and I will talk offline, too, about some other stuff. So let's go ahead and close that one now. And we're going to head back over here. Let me find this last village idiot. Let's see here. All right, so this story, I tried to go to Snoop's and I didn't really find much on it, but I'm going to go ahead and put it up, and if somebody has a link or something that says this is fake, please let me know. I will gladly retract this one as a potential village idiot. But here it is, guys. Let's go ahead and put this up, and we're going to screen share this last story. Paducah, Kentucky man who booked prostitute finds it's his own wife.
Oh shit! Oh!
Yeah.
Oh,
rubs my hands together. What?
What? Let me stop calling. I'm sorry, y'all, village. Yeah.
What?
That's the one. Drop the mic and walk. Walk away.
And do you play it off like, baby, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Yeah, both of them wrong. You're like, shit, she ain't acting right. She ain't acting. What's up with her? I'm gonna go out on my own, go do some things.
Man.
Well, this is why I ain't been getting none.
Bruh.
That's horrible, man.
It ain't tricking.
They're both wrong, man.
Hey, it ain't tricking if you got
what,
it.
What's that argument like? What is that?
What argument?
They both just look at each other. Okay, God, we'll do the papers.
What argument? There is no argument. There is no argument to be had. Nothing.
They might want. I don't know, man. That's horrible. I don't want to say nothing bad on him. I'm sorry. I was just thinking, you know, outside the box, maybe they come together, business up together or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit. horrible, man.
Slink. Who's your pick for Village Idiot, bro?
Damn. Oh, boy, this is one of your hardest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I think I laughed harder on the first one, though. I mean, the first one. The second one's good, too. That first one. The girl. The girl that sued her parents, I think.
That was my pick.
The ugly gene.
Yeah.
The ugly gene. I like that. The ugly gene.
The ugly gene.
I feel for her, though. You know, it's funny that she did that. You know, I feel for her, Kev, but that's there. That's the, in my opinion. I mean, okay. They all are there. If you went the other way, I couldn't argue with you on it, you know?
So this is where I'm at. I'm torn. I ain't gonna lie. I'm torn. Between the first one where the young lady is suing the parents because she's ugly and the white supremacist group. I'm a little torn. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little bit torn. Let me see. Let's go to the Facebook chat and let's see who's saying what. Oh, damn. Dre said, nope, hooker wife.
She said hooker wife?
She said the hooker wife, man.
That is crazy, though. Dog. Either one. I mean, that's either three. One. It's like, you can't go wrong.
You know what? I am going to take the hooker wife, and I'm going to take my personal pick. I'm going to go with the first one as well. You know, the young lady that said her parents made her ugly and she's suing them. So we're gonna put those in the archives, and when the Hall of Fame show comes around that we do in a year from now of the Best Village Idiot, we'll bring both of those out.
Oh, that's gonna be so good. That show is gonna be so good. They all are wonderful. You putting it down.
You know,
we be a part of it.
You know what, man? We're gonna put all three of them in there. Hell, let's just put all three into the Village Idiot Hall of Fame. And then when that show comes around, we all go ahead and it'll be an hour of just straight laughs.
Sound like a plan.
Straight laughs, man. Okay. All right, Slink. So what's your? How can they contact you if they want to get a hold of you, sir?
Most social media platforms, you can find me at Slink Rhinestone. Or hit me up on SoundCloud. I'll be under, you can type in Slink Rhinestone, and you'll find me. That's about it. You can find me everywhere.
Okay, and if you guys want to get a hold of me, I am at Enlighten My Mind on Twitter. I'm also at W2TheVillage. You can hear the show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic by simply searching Welcome to the Village. We're also on Tumblr by searching JOHNSOMKL2004. Crowdcast replays are on our Welcome to the Village YouTube channel. Share the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, guys. Share it. Let people know about the village. Phone number 619-202-1562. You can email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Tune in to Crowdcast every Wednesday. Times on Wednesdays are kind of fluctuating. But Saturdays from now on, we're going to be coming on at 9 a.m. every Saturday. It just gives us a little more time to get set up, not be as groggy, this, that, and the third. Advertisement opportunities are available through Fiverr.com. Fiverr, Fiverr.com. Search JOHNSOMKL2004. You will be directed to the Welcome to the Village Fiverr page, where we have promotional opportunities. For those of you that need commercials made, you need some kind of promotion for your brand or this, that, and the third, go ahead, hop on Fiverr.com, search JOHNSOMKL2004, and look at the different packages that we have. We would absolutely love to promote your business or your brand or your event, whatever the case may be. Just get a hold of us and we will go from there. Okay, guys? And last but not least, Slink, today, you know what today is, dog?
What's that?
Today is Kennedy Isaiah Johnson's 6th birthday. So, Village, say happy birthday to my baby boy. He is 6 years old today. He is out with mom right now doing some stuff while dad podcasts. And that's why I was trying to definitely get off of here by 10-ish, because we're about to go get in these streets and get after it for this 6-year-old. Thinking about heading down to Mexico, getting him some strippers and some tequila. You know how we do in San Diego. We gonna do it up. We wilding out over here. You know,
little man, big man.
That's right.
Happy birthday, man.
Appreciate it, dog. I'm letting him know how everyone is telling happy birthday to him, and he's just cheesing. I'm like, put your dimples away, kid. Put your dimples away.
Yes, indeed.
Village, Slink, my brother, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, bro.
And Village, this is not just a one-way street. His projects are my projects, too. And there it is. So whatever he needs help with, I'm there for him, and he's there for me. So this is family. So if y'all see something that he posts something on the Village Facebook page, and he's asking for support him, please. Support him. That's it. This is what we gonna be doing. All right. So as the saying goes, Village, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Love you guys.
You rockin'.